Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Characters completely changing their core beliefs, vital parts of backstories being buried deep in the ground, or even significant voices being recast under our very noses are just a few examples of major Family Guy change-ups that this animated titan hoped you wouldn't notice were a thing. I'm Gareth from WhatCulture.com, and here are 10 changes Family Guy hoped you wouldn't notice. Number 10, Lois Griffin used to have blonde hair. When it comes to the iconic Griffin family, who find themselves at the center of Seth MacFarlane's hilariously dark animated world, the team behind the show did a brilliant job in making each personality feel distinct and unique, both internally and externally. However, you may be surprised to hear that one character's signature locks very nearly looked entirely different coming into the show's first season. Late in the day, the decision was made to alter Lois's hair color to the red that we've come to expect from the character after all these years. Before this alteration, the matriarch of the Griffin household was set to be sporting luscious blonde locks instead. It's worth noting that Lois's ginger wig in the pilot episode is much less deep in color as it would grow to be in later episodes. The change is also evident in the fact that Chris's hair is also blonde, despite nobody else in his family boasting the same color of mane. Turns out he was gonna take after his mother, but they just decided to leave him be upon shifting Lois from blonde bomb shelter, fiery redhead. Number 9, so much Flanderization. Shows evolve as time goes by, that's just the nature of things. Whether that be the way they're shot, written, or even the characters themselves, a good series knows when to take things in a different direction. However, one thing that can feel a little jarring is when a specific characteristic or trait of a personality suddenly gets shoved to the forefront of their characterization, to the point where they simply become a caricature. In other words, Flanderization, the term named after The Simpsons' Ned Flanders, a character who went from a moral Christian and all-round good neighbor to over-the-top Bible thumper. In the case of Family Guy, this can be seen in the growth of characters like Quagmire, with his creepy and horny antics seemingly becoming more and more heightened and disturbing as the show runs on. Meg is another example of this, going from run-of-the-mill, misunderstood teen daughter to perennial butt of the jokes within the family. These drastic alterations over the course of the show's life may not stick out upon watching its modern offerings, but after a glimpse at Family Guy's formative years, they stick out like a sore thumb. Number 8, bringing Brian back from the dead and saying goodbye to Vinny. When Family Guy finally decided to kill off one of the core members of the Griffin family in season 12, it was enough to spark renewed interest in a series that had been dropping in quality for some time. However, it wasn't long before it became clear that this was nothing more than an attempt to drum up publicity for the show, with MacFarlane later revealing in the wake of Brian's eventual return that this was simply a lesson to fans to never take those you love for granted, for they can be gone in a flash. How lovely. The worst part of all of this, though, was the fact that the show had the Griffins bring in another canine by the name of Vinny, but his dry delivery and charming Italian-American accent definitely added something fresh to the show. Just 2 episodes on from Brian's death, though, Vinny was given the unceremonious boot and Brian was brought back from the dead, with Family Guy swiftly moving on like nothing had ever changed, and poor old Vinny only being referenced in throwaway gags from that moment on. The pussyhound deserved more, dammit. Number 7, Stewie Griffin isn't obsessed with world domination anymore. Without question, Stewie Griffin has gone on to become one of the most iconic faces in TV history, taking the role of baby of the family to extreme and often outrageously barbaric new levels. This infant seemed to be driven by two things and two things alone early on: killing his mother, Lois, and world domination, as you do. Yet as the years rolled by, the character has slowly grown out of these dreams, with his need to murder his own mother and take over the planet taking a back seat after the season 6 episode Lois Kills Stewie revealed how things would go should he attempt to do so in a computer simulation, though he ended that episode clearly sensing that he needed to bide his time. The show has clearly lost interest in these being Stewie's main interests. The character now spends more time innovating and inventing technology out of sheer curiosity, rather than doing so with the aim of dominating the world. Instead of drawing attention to this shift, however, the showrunners have simply thrown him and Brian into countless time-traveling adventures in an attempt to gloss over his earlier, let's say, questionable years. Number 6, Cleveland Brown Jr.'s change in appearance. We first meet the son of Cleveland Brown during the season 2 episode Love Thy Trophy. However, it's fair to say that Cleveland Jr. went through something of a radical transformation, seemingly out of nowhere by the time his family found themselves front and center in their spin-off, The Cleveland Show. Going from a skinny, hyperactive soul to an overweight, gradually speaking, wearer of glasses, it's clear that the showrunners were simply hoping fans hadn't got too attached to the fleeting appearances of the character they'd seen beforehand. In all fairness, the updated portrayal of Cleveland Jr. was a much more compelling addition to the family, with his sensitivity and lack of social skills regularly opening the door for laughs both in the spin-off and during his eventual return to Family Guy. Yet, it's still a change that the show would rather you forget about in the long run. Number 5, Brian Griffin used to hate politics. Something else that quickly becomes apparent upon revisiting the early days of Family Guy is just how much the one-time deceased dog of the family has changed his core beliefs over time. In the first ever episode of the show, Brian takes the stance of a canine who has no interest in politics whatsoever. Plainly put, he felt the system was so corrupted that he saw no point in voting at all. Fast forward a few years and the Brian we know today is a die-hard liberal, rejecting any conservative views, who regularly talks down to those who don't fall in line with his way of thinking. Adding these new dimensions to Brian's character, building on him being simply the voice of reason in the earlier episodes, was no doubt the right call. It's just hilarious to look back on the character's early life, and hold that up to the sometimes arrogant, politically charged furball that occupies the series nowadays. Perhaps he just got tired of reading the paper and being the good boy society expected him to be, dammit. Number 4, Joe Swanson's original disability origin story was a lie. Up until season 11, it was understood that police officer Joe Swanson was left paralyzed from the waist down after clashing with the Grinch during the investigation of a robbery at an orphanage, falling from the roof after being tripped up by an incoming roller skate. Yet clearly sensing there was some potential in a vengeful Joe wanting to strike back against the person responsible for costing him the use of his legs, the show's creators completely retconned this whole origin story during Joe's revenge. Here, we learn that Joe was actually shot by Bobby Briggs during an undercover mission. Joe was too embarrassed to admit he let the crook get away, so had his pals and the audience believe this apparent lie as a way of getting over the incident. The speed in which the show cuts loose such a vital part of one of their most known characters' backstories highlighted just how little they wanted you to remember this early Grinch-heavy life-changing accident. But seeing as though the alternative event eventually led to Joe accidentally killing Briggs in his attempts to get revenge, there's no going back this time, we think. Number 3, Lois Griffin's gambling addiction. Season 1 of Family Guy was clearly a time when the show's runners were still figuring out what each character brought to the table, as evidenced in Brian's aforementioned early disliking of politics. This also extended to the leading personality's darker and sometimes quite unpredictable habits, with Lois Griffin in particular showcasing a rather sensitive addiction during the episode The Sun Also Draws. Here, the family find themselves on a road trip, only to stop off at an Indian casino while Peter relieves himself. Prune juice is gonna do that to you. Enticed into enjoying herself on the slots and poker machines for a spell, Lois soon finds herself overcome with the urge to win big, and ends up betting the family car. The rest of the episode sees the family tackling this sudden change of circumstance, ultimately regaining their car in the end. But Lois's problem when it comes to gambling is quickly brushed under the table and never spoke of again. Whether the show just decided exploring Lois's addiction addiction just didn't have legs, or they wanted to focus on her complicated relationship with her once-murderous son and her extremely wealthy upbringing instead. The Griffin Matriarch's issues with betting are a moment in time banished to the past. Number 2, Mila Kunis wasn't the first voice of Meg Griffin. She may now be classed as arguably the most famous voice you'll find in Seth MacFarlane's frequently controversial animated hit, but there was actually a time when the voice of Meg Griffin belonged to somebody other than Mila Kunis. Throughout the entire first season of Family Guy, the most bullied member of the Griffin clan was brought to life vocally by Lacey Chabert. The actor, who would later be known for her work in the film Mean Girls, playing Plastics member Gretchen Wieners, stepped down from the role of the purple beanie-wearing teen due to time conflicts when it came to her studies, and her part in another series by the name of Party of Five. After being told to slow down and enunciate during multiple callbacks, MacFarlane eventually brought Kunis on board from season 2 onwards, stating that a particular line the star read during her audition showcased that Kunis could bring some bite to her, and allow Meg to fight back when she was kicked around by the rest of her family unit. And fight back she did, a bit. Number 1, episodes removed or not aired. Family Guy has been known to test the limits when it comes to what they can and can't get away with on their show. Yet, though it regularly feels as though no subject is off limits when it comes to the darkly hilarious hit, there have been a number of episodes that were initially banned from being aired on TV due to their content. Originally, the episode entitled When You Wish Upon a Weinstein was set to be the finale for season 3 of the show. However, due to executives in Fox feeling as though the episode and some of its jokes could be viewed as anti-Semitic, the original finale was shelved, though it would go on to be aired on Adult Swim and eventually Fox later down the road. Partial Terms of Endearment, though, is an episode which was never released on American television. The original season 8 finale, MacFarlane sure does like to go out in a bang, centered on the topic of abortion, and has also been left off Disney Plus in recent times. The episode did ultimately air on BBC 3 in the UK, and was released onto DVD too, but it's clear that those in charge of airing the show in the US wanted you to forget these episodes ever existed for a time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.